Within the bloody civil war in Syria and the wider violence in the region, Kurds see a breakdown of a political agreement that deprived them of a nation, a normal nation, a century ago. The 1916 Sykes-Picot Agreement carved up the crumbling Ottoman Empire and gave a nation with borders drawn by European diplomats to Turkey, Syria, Iraq, Armenia, and Palestine, among others. The borders of all those nations are now in flux in the war with ISIS, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, and the Kurds of Syria and Iraq. The Kurds in Iraq today have made a dreamy, peaceful oasis amidst the fighting and are trying to enlarge that territory with gains in Syria and longstanding aspirations for the ancient Kurdish cities of Diyarbakir and Hakkari inside Turkey. This week, Turkey has asked for international help to fight insurgency in Syria, although Turkey has been bombing and besieging the Kurds in Syria, backed by Russia and the U.S., and suppressing its own Kurdish population. The sound there of thousands of Kurds taking to the streets this week in the city of Diyarbakir to commemorate the 17th anniversary of the arrest of Kurdish leader and founder of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK, Abdullah Öcalan. The protests come amidst widespread curfews, crackdowns against thousands of academics, and the deaths of over 1,000 people, the majority of which are Kurdish civilians in urban areas. It is a tense time for any Turk or ethnic Kurd to speak out against the government, and access to information out of eastern Turkey has been virtually cut off. Meanwhile, Hisar Ozoy, a Kurdish member of the Turkish parliament with the HDP party, says the government's actions are bringing Turkey to the verge of civil war.
It's a crackdown. It's not a fight against terror. It's a crackdown on Kurdish people who have a very clear demand, which is autonomous self-government. The kind of violence that now we have in the Kurdish region in Turkey is related to, on the one hand, the Kurds' decisive demand regarding autonomous self-government and the Turkish state's very brutal repression of that demand and that political will. Look at some photos from the Kurdish media, because the Turkish media doesn't show anything. There is immense censorship in Turkey. There are tanks everywhere, heavy artillery, constant shelling, destroyed buildings. It is kind of a post-apocalyptic thing there. And of course, if you ask the Turkish state and the prime minister and the president, they will say, oh, we are fighting the terrorists. They don't even accept the term collateral damage. They say no civilians were killed. And they are continuing with this very planned and deliberate massacre. And anybody who is critical of the government's policies is being accused of being a traitor, an enemy, or a terrorist.
Is that what you're being accused of?
Of course. I mean, the government says, actually, that we are terrorists, the president, on a daily basis. It's a very both racist, xenophobic, and dangerous discourse that he's using. So he's out of control.
Do you think that President Erdogan sees the developments in Iraq as a wave of change that he wants to get on the other side of and basically create a headwind to prevent Kurdish aspirations from becoming too prevalent?
That was a big fear for the Turkish state and government, that the Kurds in Turkey will somehow follow the model in Iraq. The Turkish establishment, the Turkish ruling bloc, think that within this whole mess in the Middle East, the Kurds are the main national security threat. That is why Turkey is trying to repress the Rojava revolution. What Turkey is doing is actually a counter-revolution. And to prevent the Kurds from achieving that political status, they have been supporting all kinds of fundamentalist jihadist groups with whom the Kurds are fighting, including the ISIS, and it's not working. So here is a larger picture. The Middle East is being reshaped. The kind of political system that was established after the First World War in the Middle East, that system is gone. Iraq, Syria, they are all into pieces. And the Kurds are emerging as a crucial regional actors. We do think that despite all this chaos and crisis that is happening now in the Middle East, there are also certain opportunities, and we want the world to perceive the Kurds also as a factor who can contribute to the stabilization and normalization of politics in the Middle East. There is so much fight among multiple actors, local, regional, global powers. They are all fighting in Syria, but none of them can propose a model that would help people to come together, negotiate their differences, and live in peace, other than the Kurds.
Is it your position that Turkey is also, in eastern Turkey, a battleground of a Turkish civil war that mirrors what's going on in Iraq and Syria?
Yeah. In Turkey, it is almost a civil war, I should say, because so far it has been between the Turkish state forces and army and the people. But we suspect that if we can't somehow contain this current cycle of violence, it may spread to other parts of Turkey, and then actually we may have a civil war. In fact, one of our main arguments is that Erdogan's rigid and racist policies may turn Turkey into another Syria. And this is a time to wait for a moment and think about how to deal with the Kurdish question, how to ensure internal peace. And the Kurdish conflict is the main source of tension, right? If it goes on like this, if the state continues this war on the Kurdish people, this crackdown, and kills indiscriminately, destroys whole towns, if they continue like this, definitely there will be a civil war.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Hisyar Ozay is a Kurdish member of the Turkish parliament with the HDP party.